Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It was not a visual interview. It was by phone. And the reason is, obviously, he can't even get through that. He got through one, sort of, with George Stephanopoulos. They don't want to do more of those. So how does he stick? Surprisingly, maybe, the people fighting the hardest, by all accounts, and I say it, is a Congressional Black Caucus, black representatives, and they're trying to say it's about whites that are elitist here. It's you got to love this, though. You have to understand this, and I understand their pain. It's a bunch of these smarter-than-the-room progressive white people, in this case, versus what they see as the core voters of the Democrat Party, black voters. And I also think they want Kamala Harris ultimately, but they know she can't win. Here's the elitist cut one more time.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people.
How's that
going? Everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elite. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elite in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Take that, David Axelrod and others. So I know that I think smarter than the room types just instantly say, oh, this has been coming all along. He's going to drop out. They're forcing him. I think it's 50-50. And I think black support is the issue here. Why would they not support Kamala Harrison? It's an identity party. Well, I think they think she can't win straight up. But Biden is going to be taken out somehow or another in the second term, either death or somebody that don't underestimate Jill Biden. You put her in there in the end. How are you going to take her out? How are you going to take Hunter Biden out of there? So I hope you're seeing over the weekend. I think it's in our interest that Joe Biden stay right there. Yeah, the country, Dom. Well, you know what? Long term, the country's going to be saved if we stop these maniacs. So for 4 months, whatever it is, we're going to have to put up with it. But I am glad until I hear this Hannity interview. God, don't do it. That Trump and Laura Trump has shown her smarts on this. They're not running a lot of clips of the act. Why are they not running clips of Biden and the debate? Because the point has been made. You got the point now. You have the known. When you have the known, when I know what's there and how bad it is, that's all I want. I don't want to experiment with any of these other people. Not that I think Kamala Harris can beat Trump or Kamala Harris can get away with it. But it's not about that. When you have an almost lock, you don't fool around with it. So they're smart. They're not running ad after ad after ad. In fact, you see more ads where they're trying to take Kamala Harris on here. That's smart. Every day, every second that goes by with this back and forth inside the Democrat Party, that's the road to victory. There is no doubt about it. The longer he stays, the better it is. All the way through the election. 855-839-1210, you get on board. I mean, selfishly, if it were Kamala Harris, I think she would pick Josh Shapiro. And I'd like nothing better than to beat her and him and particularly win Pennsylvania. But I'd rather go, it's too important, with the sure thing. Joe Biden is not coming back from this debate. The more we learn about the Parkinson's, and the more they lie about it, expert coming to the White House, it appears to be double-figure times. He really can't still extend anything. If you saw some of the still shots of him at the black church over in Mount Airy yesterday, he keeps on looking directly to where his aides are. So they'll give him signals. You know, it's like the quarterback waiting for the play. Stand up. The preacher said stand up, and Biden just stood there. And they're going, you know.
Now in college, they have like the four divided by four with the big pictures.
Yes.
We're going to start seeing those soon, I think.
It is. It's remarkable. So Joe's got to stay is my stance. All right. 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. Hit us with that all-time address. Coming off the fun we had talking about Mulligan's and 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Charlie Gasparino, when we have him on, he's mildly conservative, but he's a business guy. He's one of the Fox Business biggest guys, Wall Street and all that. He's got a new book out. It'll be coming out. We should get him on, Dan. So I'm not sure the date when it comes out. The premise of the book is that Wall Street, for example, which he really knows, is moving away from DEI. They're moving away internally. They see what happened to Bud Light. They're moving in branding and advertising. They may not attack it, but they're moving away from it. So he writes a column, though, saying how when the country is moving away, like Wall Street, business interest, branding, from DEI, how in the world could we get the first DEI president? That would be Kamala Harris. I'll be blunt, too. You know, there's a lot of questions about how she made her way through California politics with the African-American Speaker of the House. It was really powerful. Montel Williams and a slew of other guys. An interesting development. I don't think the media would ever ask about that. And then she just progressed up the ladder, not based upon any accomplishment that we can see, including borders are and things of that nature. But she would be the first DEI president without a vote. Well, if she won against Trump, she would have votes cast for her. But if she gets into the second term waiting for Biden to be removed, the first DEI president. And apparently, you know, this is a heated thing that the New York Post would present this. But what else would you call it? That's exactly right. Okay, coming up, I want to get into the Democrats. Here we go again. This is like voter ID. They're dead set against this House bill, and they'll probably defeat it in the Senate, that would say, hey, if you want to vote, you have to prove your citizenship. Their argument is, you know how hard it is to prove your citizenship? Now, if Republicans were smart, they would broaden this out greatly. What would be a proof of citizenship to make it easy that you could do it if you actually are a citizen? Because there are in the swing states umpteen people who I believe are on the voter rolls. Joe Frazier still on there, for example, who are not citizens and may vote. And in a close swing state, there might be enough to make a pretty significant difference. But politically, this is a good thing too. All right, let me take one off the board here. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
Dom, if I hear Sean Hannity talk about Krav Maga one more time, I can't watch anymore. So, yeah, you're right.
Well, not only that, tell me, anybody, what's the good of it? We know where Trump stands. Stay out of it. Let them self-destruct. When someone's self-destructing, just stay out of it.
And Hannity's the kind of guy that could trigger him. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah, stay away. Just stay away. I don't need to hear about, you know, Sean Hannity's legacy anymore. But what I wanted to say was, how many of these liberal elites do they got to ram down our throat before we realize, the voting public realizes, that we are not the preferred class? They keep throwing, you know, like you said, with the moderators. I don't care about those people, and none of us should.
Well, imagine these people are insiders, Joe. I mean, their credentials are impeccable, and they're pitching Let's Decide by having Taylor Swift interview people. Oh, my God.
No way. No way. And, you know, sing your music, like dribble your basketballs. You're going to take her away from a multi-million dollar tour. to put her two cents worth in and her slant? No.
How long do they have them? 8 weeks?
What's the over and under on endorsement? By 6 weeks, I think. Well, maybe. Is it seven?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think 8 weeks is the amount of time it takes for American Idol. They can do like a full audition process and then filter it down, do a Hollywood
week. Should be.
Oh my God, that'll be a human interest story in itself on who they're picking.
All right, Joe, what's your address?
I changed. Main Street, USA.
That's good. Oh yeah, that is a definite place in mind. Main Street, USA. Can't do better than that. Everybody wants to reach Main Street. Let's go to State Representative Martina White. Martina, that was the head of the NEA, if you hadn't heard that.
We are the NEA! We are the NEA! And that's what we do!
All right. That is a formidable other side here. Why do we need vouchers or anything like that?
I actually did hear that, Dom, and I was blown away by it as their own membership continues to protest them. It's very ironic in that way. I think there was also something that Randy Weingarten had tweeted or something, and it said tonight's sunset, and she misspelled tonight. It's just you really have to wonder where the priorities are when it comes to the individuals that are running those organizations. It's certainly not our students, as we've seen the outcomes locally in Philadelphia. Only 36% of third graders are at, like, reading grade level. I think 27% or so can do math. It's something else. And that's why I've been a strong voice for our families, getting the opportunity to choose what school is best for their child. These school choice scholarships, the Lifeline scholarship proposal that I've put out, is just a wonderful opportunity to be able to help those families get out of these tough situations when it comes to getting their kid a better quality education.
So is big picture on this that Shapiro and, of course, Democrats in the House where you are, they can't wait to get on so-called rainy day fund, the $14 billion, whatever it is, and spend billions. You'd have to put up with that, but I would have to say, if that's the bargain and we actually get vouchers, school choice, because it'll be revolutionary, I'd be tempted to say I'd bite the bullet and have to do it. Is that what the battle, or are they the sides on this?
Yeah, I think the battle for this budget is a few different items. It's education, it's transportation funding, it's various tax credit proposals, but ultimately, I think the critical point that can be a game changer for Pennsylvania and its future is this school choice initiative. And, last year we saw the governor kind of reneged on the proposal and the Senate was very upset. This year, they are very strong on the issue. And I'm very hopeful as this week progresses that they can come to some sort of a conclusion and what I believe would be the inevitable result being a school choice scholarship plan that can help kids.
Now, with Shapiro, Martina, just in a political sense, I could make the argument it hurts him because, you know, nationally, the progressives, Democrat Party, going to be very tough with a guy who actually does the right thing here on this. On the other hand, it would put him on the map. It lets him masquerade as a moderate, which he's very skillful at. I don't know how, because he's not moderate to me, and I think you see the inner workings. He's hardly a moderate. So which way is Harrisburg thinking Shapiro goes on this?
Me personally, I think that I just think he backed out. I don't think he has the willpower or the political clout to pull it off. I think he has failed previously. He hasn't worked real hard, to be honest, on trying to get it done. He certainly goes publicly and says, oh, yeah, I'm for it. But then behind the scenes, he doesn't do much to advocate for it. It's primarily the Senate Republicans who've been an advocate for the school choice initiative. And he gets to know behind the scenes that, you know, it's a very difficult thing to get done, and he's leaving the House Democrats to take the heat on it while he gets to go publicly and say, oh, well, you know, I'm still for it, and be the nice guy, right? But the reality is he toes the line on a lot of issues, just like this one, and I think that during budget negotiations, it's, you know, just one of those top priorities for the Senate Republicans that they're not going to give up on. And for him to, you know, he really needs to step up if he's going to get a budget done, you know, within the week. So I'm hopeful, but I don't trust him, and I don't think the Senate should either.
Would he veto it?
That's a great question. I suspect if he got enough national pressure, he probably would. He would just claim it's not the proposal that he's agreeable to and
right.
not meeting his criteria and all that kind of baloney. But, you know, that's just how I see him. I'd like to think of him to be a better, you know, leader than that. But from everything I've seen so far, it's just leads me to believe that that would be the case.
Martina, while we have you here, too, I know you're in Harrisburg, but you're plugged into this. We had Marissa Fitzgerald on earlier, the widow of Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald. And it seems, according to various sources, that Krasner has to decide by Wednesday on the death penalty in this case. And there are reports that he wouldn't even go for life without parole for the alleged killer.
Yeah, Krasner is just the same old, right? I mean, he still doesn't prosecute criminals to the fullest extent that the law allows and what he can prove with the information that he has. And this poor family, you know, they just deserve better. I'm so tired of hearing the stories about how Krasner's impacting law-abiding citizens, officers on our street, and sadly, victims of crime and their families. They just they deserve so much better than what he does.
Bottom line, then, this week critical, you're thinking, to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. So I think that we have put forward a lot of effort into the advocacy on a variety of issues, and, you know, whether it be transportation funding in terms of mass transit across the Commonwealth or, like I said, Lifeline scholarships and school choice initiatives. I mean, at one point, the governor had said publicly again that he could be for a tax credit. And if you remember last year, Dom, the House Democrats passed a child care tax credit, right?
Right.
To help families pay for a variety of needs in that regard, but they won't expand it to education, right? So a tax credit that we are proposing that could give families $8,000 back if they pay for private school, that is a proposal that was brought forward as well in the Senate recently. To help accommodate the governor, to give him a different option that he had even himself said he would support. But then he goes and says to the public again, you know, oh, I'm not for that. So, you know, it's just very, it's tough. Budget negotiations are tough, especially when you have a tightly divided legislative body. And that's why I think the governor, you know, he's really got to step up his game, and he's got to get to the table and really negotiate properly to do what's right for Pennsylvania, especially with all the national attention he's getting.
Martina, thank you, and thanks. This is so much. You've been a force for this. It would make such a difference, and it would open the floodgates. I mean, it would just play into parental rights as the issue here, and letting them go from some of these public schools that are just not going to be good. So thank you, Martina, and hope to talk with you later in the week.
All right. Sounds good, Dom. Look forward to it as well. Bye.
State Representative Martina White here on Talk Radio 1210. So up in the air. And Josh Shapiro, you know, he may be waiting to think how this plays out. I'm sure he's calculating that. If it looks like he thinks he's going to be the VP choice, then he might even have to veto it because he's going to blow out of Pennsylvania. What does he care then? He's not a moderate. He's not a moderate. He's not a moderate. And he's a menace. All right. Now, he got the good fortune to run against Doug Mastriano, the all-time dope. But we'll see how it plays out if he is the VP choice. By the way, this just in. Dan, not a fan, I understand. But Amber Rose, if you've ever seen Amber Rose, I don't know who I would liken her to. There's probably nobody else. Is going to speak at the Republican National Convention. prominent African-American influencer, model, reality TV, that sort of thing. And it said she was involved with Kanye West. I thought it was Kim Kardashian when I saw the headline, Dan.
Oh, no, he was.
Okay.
Was.
Man, Kanye West. It's,
yeah.
Oh God,
yeah.
The woman he's with now, oh, my goodness. It's hard to believe. So I don't know if Kanye West will speak at the RNC. It's going to be a heck of a convention, though. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can give me that reaction to that. This would be revolutionary if we actually saw some form of voucher school choice. They can't give in and give him billions more dollars unless we get that. So we have to, you know, they have this rainy day fund, $14 billion. I don't like it, but if we had to give an extra billion or so and we broke through with that, it would be well worth it. What would that do? It would further show the big lie about big city public schools and many public schools in general. They're not working and they're not going to work. Maniacs like the head of the NEA that we played you, Becky Pringle, talking about all the things we have to win.
All the things! All the things!
Picture this woman is the more. Now, the AFT is not as prominent, not as many members. It's the NEA is the biggie. Randy Weingarten, misspelling tonight on her Twitter.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness. She's more influential, though. She's more cunning in the stuff she did during COVID. But the big guy on the block is the NEA. Just like here, it's the NJEA. And they're running one of their guys for governor, Dan, but we haven't talked about that. And spending all that money to back him on the Democrat side. You want all the juice you can get. And right now, the best thing to do, and Trump has done it, but then tonight, an hour with Hannity. He'll say something they'll seize on for a few news cycles. Just don't do it. Play golf for a while now. It's all about Biden. It's all about them killing each other and all these scenarios of how they're going to get Kamala Harris in there or how to undercut her. You can just imagine what's going on. And the Bidens, I think, have strengthened their hand. It's no worse than the last time we looked at it. You know, a couple days after the debate, they looked like they were goners. But they're not going to give in easily, and they have the delegates. And we want it to be Biden. No one has told me, oh, I don't want it to be Biden. I want Kamala Harris. Why? Well, the polling, yeah, true, I hear you. But you got to win here. You got to almost as sure as you can imagine win with Biden after that debate. That is, more stories come out just already today. They're upping the number of visits by this Parkinson's specialist. He still has been, and he's doing the news conference of a sort. What could go wrong on Thursday? So I wish Trump would just stand down at this point. No big rallies, no entertaining stuff. Don't need to do it. Don't do it. What are the odds there's something tonight they seize on? This is what they're looking for. They need oxygen. Don't give the Bidens, don't give the Democrat Party oxygen. Every second that Biden's in there, the oxygen's being taken out of the room, and all these others are scrambling to get that oxygen tank. All these possible VPs, some of them want to be the VP. And if Harris is the nominee, they'll settle for the VP role. That's a big move up. All right, so 855-839-1210. You heard Martina White. This is a big issue here in Pennsylvania. If I had to predict, now Republicans have not been good before. I'm not betting on these people in the Senate. He's not getting any more money. He's not getting another dime. Well, you have to give it to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We're not doing it. Unless they give up a road to vouchers and school choice. Dan, I tell you, dirty little secret of talk radio, though. I'm not convinced that the average listener is gaga over vouchers and school choice. I'm really not convinced. You know, theoretically, since they're conservatives, they might say it. They're not as much for it as the other side's against it, though. But think of all those parents out there and think about what that would mean. And the more we underline what a failure the public schools are. We played you Betsy Pringle 20 times today. How does a maniac like this rise to the level of the biggest teachers group? Well, she's not a teacher. She's a labor thug. That's what she's getting at. And deranged with their own self-importance.
All the things!
Yeah. I mean, who says stuff like it's White Schrute. It's salesman of northeastern Pennsylvania, Rise, Mussolini.
Salesman of northeastern Pennsylvania, I ask you once more, rise and be worthy of this historical hour.
All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks County. Bill's on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon there, Dom. I guess you know by now that Governor Hair Gel Newsom was in Doylestown.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the California hairdo, yes.
Yeah,
by the way, you know, I have to be fully transparent. Not that I'm opposed to hair gel. I got to draw a line somewhere in fairness here.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention also real quick the Stephanopoulos interview. When George Stephanopoulos asked Biden, you know, did he watch the debate? Biden says, "I'm not sure. I don't know."
Yeah.
And then he talked about the cognitive test. I would have, if I were Stephanopoulos, I would have just said, "By the way, what's the name of your doctor?" So, whatever.
Yeah. No. Look, I think Stephanopoulos asked him enough times. He made it. It's the worst of all worlds that Biden did not knock himself out by it, and he didn't help himself. He hurt himself a little bit more. Inch by inch, if he does that, that's a good thing all the way to the election.
Well, it didn't look that well. Anyway, I've got the famous address.
Sure.
It's 2nd Street and West Kinsley Avenue.
And that is?
That's where they were standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Oh. Okay, that's a good one. I don't see Rubio bringing to all this Latino vote,
to
be honest. And Burgum, I can't take it. I got to admit it. It's Mike. He's more tepid than Mike Pence. And we saw him in Wildwood. Oh, my God. What did he say? That reminds me of a story from Montana, and the crowd's getting restless. Get Trump out here. All right. 855-839-1210. I think we'll have a little bit of Dan time. Okay. And then we'll take your calls. Still watching to see any Biden developments today. But this is going to be slow motion. The big day will be Thursday when he does the news conference. I wish President Trump would take a couple golf lessons tonight. What's the upside of the Hannity interview? I mean, really, what is the upside? What would you hope would come out of that we already don't know? Just let it go with Biden. Don't bash Biden. They've been doing a great job. They're not running a lot of ads. Why? Well, we got to get him out. No, we don't. We want him in. If you don't see that, I'm not sure your game plan is correct here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's just in. Dan, not a fan, I understand, but Amber Rose, if you've ever seen Amber Rose, I don't know who I would liken her to. There's probably nobody else, is going to speak at the Republican National Convention. Prominent African-American influencer, model, reality TV, that sort of thing. And it said she was involved with Kanye West. I thought it was Kim Kardashian when I saw the headline, Dan.
Oh, no, he was.
Okay.
Was.
Man, Kanye West. The woman he's with now, oh, my goodness. It's hard to believe. So I don't know if Kanye West will speak at the RNC. It's going to be a heck of a convention, though. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can give me that reaction to that. This would be revolutionary if we actually saw some form of voucher school choice. They can't give in and give him billions more dollars. Unless we get that. So we have to, you know, they have this rainy day fund, $14 billion. I don't like it, but if we had to give an extra billion or so and we broke through with that, it would be well worth it. What would that do? it would further show the big lie about big city public schools and many public schools in general. They're not working and they're not going to work. Maniacs like the head of the NEA that we played you, Becky Pringle, talking about all the things we have to win.
All the things! All the things!
Picture this woman is the more... Now, the AFT is not as prominent, not as many members. It's the NEA is the biggie. Randy Weingarten, though, misspelling tonight on her Twitter.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness. She's more influential, though. She's more cunning in the stuff she did during COVID. But the big guy on the block is the NEA. Just like here, it's the NJEA. And they're running one of their guys for governor, Dan, but we haven't talked about that. And spending all that money to back him on the Democrat side. You want all the juice you can get. And right now, the best thing to do, and Trump has done it, but then tonight, an hour with Hannity. He'll say something they'll seize on for a few news cycles. Just don't do it. Play golf for a while now. It's all about Biden. It's all about them killing each other and all these scenarios of how they're going to get Kamala Harris in there or how to undercut her. You can just imagine what's going on. And the Bidens, I think, have strengthened their hand. It's no worse than the last time we looked at it, you know, a couple days after the debate, they look like they were goners. But they're not going to give in easily, and they have the delegates. And we want it to be Biden. No one has told me, oh, I don't want it to be Biden. I want Kamala Harris. Why? Well, the polling, yeah, true. I hear you. But you got to win here. You got to almost as sure as you can imagine win with Biden after that debate. That is... More stories come out just already today. They're upping the number of visits by this Parkinson's specialist. He still has been, and he's doing the news conference of a sort. What could go wrong on Thursday? So I wish Trump would just stand down at this point. No big rallies, no entertaining stuff. Don't need to do it. Don't do it. What are the odds there's something tonight they seize on? This is what they're looking for. They need oxygen. Don't give the Bidens, don't give the Democrat Party oxygen. Every second that Biden's in there, the oxygen's being taken out of the room, and all these others are scrambling to get that oxygen tank. All these possible VPs, some of them want to be the VP. And if Harris is the nominee, they'll settle for the VP role. That's a big move up. All right, so 855-839-1210. You heard Martina White. This is a big issue here in Pennsylvania. If I had to predict, now Republicans have not been good before. I'm not betting on these people in the Senate. He's not getting any more money. He's not getting another dime. Well, you have to give it to Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We're not doing it. Unless they give up a road to vouchers and school choice. Dan, I tell you, dirty little secret of talk radio, though. I'm not convinced that the average listener is gaga over vouchers and school choice. I'm really not convinced. You know, theoretically, since they're conservatives, they might say it. They're not as much for it as the other side's against it, though. But think of all those parents out there and think about what that would mean. And the more we underline how... What a failure the public schools are. We played you Betsy Pringle 20 times today. How does a maniac like this rise to the level of the biggest teachers group? Well, she's not a teacher. She's a labor thug. That's what she's getting at. And deranged with her own self-importance.
All the things!
Yeah. I mean, who says stuff like it's White Schrute. It's salesman of Northeastern Pennsylvania, Rise, Mussolini.
Salesman of Northeastern Pennsylvania, I ask you once more, rise and be worthy of this historical hour.
All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks County. Bill's on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon there, Dom. I guess you know by now that Governor Hair Gel Newsom was in Doylestown.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the California hairdo, yes. Yeah, by the way, you know, I have to be fully transparent. Not that I'm opposed to hair gel. I got to draw a line somewhere in fairness here.
Listen.
Yeah.
anyway, I just wanted to mention also real quick the Stephanopoulos interview. When George Stephanopoulos asked Biden, you know, did he watch the debate, Biden says, I'm not sure. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And then Absolutely. He talked about the cognitive test. I would have, if I were Stephanopoulos, I would have just said, by the way, what's the name of your doctor? So, whatever.
Yeah. No, look, I think Stephanopoulos asked him enough times. He made it. It's the worst of all worlds that Biden did not knock himself out by it, and he didn't help himself. He hurt himself a little bit more. Inch by inch, if he does that, that's a good thing all the way to the election.
Yeah, well, he didn't look that well. Anyway, I've got the famous address.
Sure.
It's 2nd Street and West Kinsley Avenue.
And that is?
That's where they were standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Oh. Okay, that's a good one. I don't see Rubio bringing all this Latino vote,
no,
to
right.
be honest. And Burgum, I can't take it. I got to admit it. It's Mike. He's more tepid than Mike Pence. And we saw him in Wildwood. Oh, my God. What did he say? That reminds me of a story from Montana and the crowd's getting restless. Get Trump out here. All right. 855-839-1210. I think we'll have a little bit of Dan
yeah.
time. Okay. And then we'll take your calls. Still watching to see any Biden developments today. But this is going to be slow motion. The big day will be Thursday when he does the news conference. I wish President Trump would take a couple golf lessons tonight. What's the upside of the Hannity interview? I mean, really, what is the upside? What would you hope would come out of that we already don't know? Just let it go with Biden. Don't bash Biden. They've been doing a great job. They're not running a lot of ads. Why? Well, we got to get him out. No, we don't. We want him in. If you don't see that, I'm not sure your game plan is correct here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.